This week's Parshas Matas Masei, the last Parsha of Chumash Bamidbar, brings a story that after we learned last week, Parshas Pinchas, the Bnei Tzlochot, the daughters of Tzlochot, got the right to inherit the property of their father because they had no brothers. Came Rosh Avos Le Bnei Menashe, the Mishpachat of Menashe, and they said, well, if Bnei Tzlochot can inherit and then go ahead and marry somebody from a different Shevet, the Nachlo will move from one Shevet to another Shevet. That's called Hasovas Nachlo. And then that Shevet, Nachalat HaShevet Yigara, there will be a missing out from the Shevet. That's what the Rosh Yav was tying up. Because Baruch Hu agreed with them, and therefore said there's a Yisur. And the Yisur is that they have to marry the Bunners who inherit from their father when there's no brother. They're allowed to marry only Mishpachas of him. And that's how the Nachla won't pass from one Shevet to another Shevet. When a woman will marry someone another Shevet, her Nachla will pass on. That's what the Pasuk says. There's a problem, and we have a solution. Now the big question, is the Gemara in Bo Basra, we ended Bo Basra on Monday, Gemara says that this whole Easter of Bnei Tzlochot, the whole issue that was mentioned only to that generation. Side point, Bnei Tzlochot themselves were excluded, but that's not the topic of today. But it was mentioned only to that generation. And the next generations don't have this. And the Shaila is, why not? Every generation, a woman that have brothers, inherits her father. She marries someone of another Shevet. There will be a tisa of Nachlo share the Shevet. Well, it's only that generation. At the Akach, but one of the reasons that we have a Simcha in Tu B'Av was mentioned in the last year. Tu B'Av, one of the reasons is Utru Shvatim Lo B'Zeh B'Zeh. That's when they announce that you're allowed to marry each other. So Temo, what's that? Why only that generation? If you have an Isser of a woman marrying into another Shevet. The Ramban already mentions, Mamash in the last paragraph of his Perush at Sefer Midbar, he says as far. He says if you read through the Psukim, Mamash, there's two things. One is that a woman cannot go ahead and marry a woman who's inherited from her father, cannot marry someone from another Shevet. Number two, loitisiv nachla mishev the Shevet. The nachla she has should not move from her to her husband or to her son. That's how the Rambam learns, because the loss of the pasuk is at mishpachas de'avim tehera noshim, marry only from their family. Loitisiv nachla neyisol mimatel matel. So Rambam mentions Moshe, it's two things. Two things. The Rambam adds, these two things both ended after one generation. That's what he says. Rabbi Yochanan Perla learns in Shita Segoyim, in his big pirush that he has on the Hag, he says that the Goyim hold, they agree with the Ramban that there's two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is a woman cannot marry another Shevet. Another mitzvah is that the Nachla cannot transfer from the Shevet of the woman to the family of her husband. The Goyim learn that Ledoiris, a Nachla does not transfer from the woman to her husband. There's no Issa to marry another Shevet. But if a woman from Shevet Reuven will marry a man from Shevet Shimon, then the Nachla will remain the Shevet Reuven, not as if she married from the same Shevet. She's allowed to marry from that Shevet, but the Nachla will not pass through. And that stays forever, which makes sense. If you have it in the first generation, why should that continue? Hi, so if so, why are you not allowed to marry from another Shevet? So we could do that in the first generation too. The same issue you have in future generations should be in the future generation too. Do not pass nachal from share of the shevet, and mainly that will be enough. Why can't they marry? So according to the Goyim, you have to say, for Ruach HaParlo, it was as if the Torah made a gzeira. I don't want any transferred nachlo from one shevet to another shevet. How do I ensure that? Well, first generation, they can't even marry another shevet. Later they can marry, but at least that will be maintained. So according to the Goyim, that makes sense? But the Ramban and Ferdinand didn't say it like that. And the Mashua just in the Lundis, what's the difference between the Ramban and the Goyim according to Ruach HaParlo? According to the Goyim, you can divide. A woman can marry anybody, but the Yerusha not necessarily will go with her. According to the Ramban and the Pashas, all the Rishon, the Paschal Halach, the Ramban and others, is that you can't divide it. As long as, when a woman marries a man from another Shevet, you hold Yerusha about the rights we'll see in a second, or her son, you can't go and divide until she married another Shevet, but she doesn't bequeath, that's a word I ruined from Sabah Basra, she doesn't moirish to another shevet. That can't work. Either she belongs to another shevet, or if she belongs to another shevet, she has to give her Yerusha to that shevet. You can't divide it. That's a mashu the Ramah holds. So, Hodvil Kushach Dutta. So, Bishma, according to, it will be very good according to the Goyim, you see that continue for all the generations. Even if a woman marries for another shevet, the nachla doesn't go. There's no asovas nachla. But according to the Ramban, that after the first generation, you do have a son of Nachla. Why? Only the first generation. L'chur, the taina of Rosh Yehovah, of Shem Menashe, was a good taina. I don't understand. L'chur, when you have a Nachla going on from, when a woman that doesn't have brothers, she will take the Nachla she inherits from her father, and she'll move it to the next Shevet. So what's the pshat? So, when I say, the pshat here, which we'll see in a second if we have time, and really, it's Mashmos of the Ramban. But I saw that Shiva Beis Meir is medayak this on his own, and then you can see it in the Ramban. As the Gemara tells us, what happened in the first generation? The first generation, there was a chalukah, number one, l'shvatim. They divided the land to tribes. Then afterwards, they went ahead and divided it to Rosh Yehovah. The Rosh and Ramban argue about it in Parshas Pinchas, exactly did it work. And after the Gemara, the Ramban Kulabay says, they had to go, what it was, the Gemara brings the whole story, that you had Elazar with Rumetumim, the Yeshua, and they took it out, and it kapish al Shvatim, kapish al Tchumim, you pick up the raffle, comes out Shevet. And then that Shevet got a piece, and then that piece was divided between the Rashavs. There was a Chalukah l'Shvatim. After the Chalukah l'Shvatim, then you divide it to Rashavs. What happened at Chalukah l'Shvatim? The way the Gemara learns, the way the Pasha of the Gemara comes, is, and as the Mashmos throughout Chas, is that the borders, how is Eretz Yisrael divided? You had 12 areas. Each area belonged to a different Shevet. That was the border of that Shevet. And there, inside that border, it's that area, that county of that Shevet, they divided it into small pieces, each one got a Nachla. But what would happen if you have an Isha who marry a different Shevet? She would connect to which Shevet? To the Shevet that she came from? Or the Shevet that she's going to? So, says the Rosh Yehovah Ismail, and as we'll see in Mashmos and Ramban, is that this is what disturbed Rosh Yehovah. The fact that one day, 10 generations later, a woman will get a piece of land, she'll marry, and that piece of land will belong to another Shevet, okay, that will work also the other way around too. Someone from that shevet married from this shevet and worked there. That didn't care so much. But the first division, when you divide the land to shvatim, if there you have an isha from another shevet, that will make enough kamina. Because then she will take the nachlo that she deserves from her father, and in that first division, move it to another shevet. It's not just throughout later generations that happens. It happens that first chalukah l'shvatim. The first chalukah l'shvatim that was divided, that's what Rosh Yehovah cared about. Not about some transfer that goes from one nachla to another nachla. Why enough kamina between the first and the next ones? So one of kamina that he brings, the Rosh Yehovah, he says, comes up very gishbach. The Gemara, and the Ksuvis, one of Kheiris, brings a machlekes. Is Yerusha Sabal, the husband inheriting his wife, is that their raiso, their abana? Ma'inif kivina. So the way the Gemara b'chor is learns, even though the Rambam is a paskin like that, la'alacha. The Gemara learns that if kivina is, if it's choyzer b'yoyva. Yerusha is a ba'al. The Gemara says, and the Gemara brings a Mishnah, Eilu shein choyzer b'yoyva. Here are the things that do not go back at the yoyva. Hayorish is ishtah is one of them. Then the Gemara says, that kulu choyzer b'yoyva. That's the sheet that's, Rabla zoyma kulu choyzer b'yoyva. What's the machlekes? Says the Gemara, the man d'omer that holds, that there's a choyzer b'yoyva. Holds a Yerusha Sabah, the husband inherits his wife, it's like any other Yerusha. Yerusha doesn't go back in the 50th year. When you sell a property, it goes back in the 50th year. But now Yerusha. Yerusha Sabah, the Raisa. The other man normal holds Yerusha Sabah, the Rabbana. So he says like this. If you hold that there's no, that Yovel is Noyik, the Yovel does work, that you have back, you get back the Yerusha, by Yerusha Sabah. So it means, if a woman goes ahead and she marries something, she inherits something. She marries her for another shevet. According to one man, Omar, in the 50th year, that will go back to where it came from. He says, but that's only in the later generations. And the first generation, the first chalukah, it doesn't go back. Because the first generation, that's what it is. That's the first chalukah. Even though the Gemara discusses the Liyotzi with Chinese chalukahs, the Ba'arets, it doesn't matter how you divide it. Whatever you do in that first chalukah, that is the thing that they care about the most. Because that's the shvatim, that's the divided. That's what Yerusha has cared. That's only the first generation, they now are, then we had an Eastern Nachlo for sharing the sheriff. If you look, that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban when he brings it, he says, Shelo yavo yishu be'ez chiluka aretz, when dividing the land, lakachas lo nachlo b'toch ma'atachah. When you're dividing, I don't want you to be sire, but shvatim zeiz of anachlo. Why? Because achareichin, after that first division, it's only first division. The Ramban ends, okay, so the first division took 14 years. But he doesn't say that 7 to 7 years, I mean, that took a certain amount of time. Why the whole first generation? So he ends, we don't know exactly how long it took. He's here b'chol hador. He was mazir the entire generation. And so that's what it is. The chalukah l'shvatim, that's where we care. Because that's where things are becoming decisive. That's the thing. And if you add one more sentence over here, just like a, speaking of being a mitzvah, when we have a little bit of, we have the avilus and the gadlus, the chalukah l'shvatim, the vision to the shvatim, that first chalukah, it's not stama chalukah, it's not stama division, but that's what guarantees that it needs chiyus of Am Yisrael, the eternity of Am Yisrael. As the Biskrov says, the famous Biskrov, he brings that what is the bris shvatim? He brings a medrash. There's a bris shvatim. What's a bris shvatim? When the shvatim divide Eretz Yisrael, that gives the covenant with the shvatim that they're going to get out forever. Because whoever holds Eretz Yisrael holds the Yerusha Olam Haba. So that chalukah that we had, the first chalukah, divides everything. It's very decisive. It's a very intrinsic, it's very important, it's very chashuv the chalukah, where that is the ikar chalukah, ikar b'shvatim. And we'll end the Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about the goyel of the shvatim, the Gemara says, shebetchilka lo nischalka, el l'shneim esar shvatim. It was divided to 12 shvatim, the first goyel. So the Mefarshim asks, wasn't 12? We know. Also the sixth parasha. Reuven and God did not want to inherit the soil they got never inherited. Reuven and God had to show Menashe. So only 10 shvatim did a goy will inherit Israel. So how do you say, why is that 12? So the Farshman says, love Davka. 12 doesn't mean really 12, it means 10, but 2, not Davka. But according to what we're learning now, you could just maybe say, Aldecha Jewish, it's the chalukah of the 12 shvatim. The mice are the ones who were in the girl were only 10. But that chalukah that you divide Eretz Yisrael to the bris shvati, the bris that belongs to all 12, that very decisive chalukah, even when Maisa wasn't 12, but it's called to a shvati because that's the chalukah for every part of Am Yisrael, that very decisive chalukah, that's the one that the Rosh Yehovah was cared about so much. And therefore, after the first generation, the Torah says, you're not allowed to marry someone for a different shevet, but later they can marry, and the nachla will pass from shevet to shevet.
That's when you say the chiluk.